M83 is a spiral galaxy that's a whole lot of fun to try and find. It's even more fun to try and tell you how to find. The easiest way to find it is we start with Hydra, which I absolutely hate to do because Hydra is one of those constellations that just goes halfway across the sky. It, you know, it's got a zillion stars along its line. It doesn't do a whole lot of good. But we want to find the end of Hydra over by Libra. Now, we don't actually use that end star, but on that end, the second to end star in Hydra is Cauda Hydrae. If you follow that star and draw a line from it down to Menkent, dead in between the two on that line is going to be M83. Now, M83 is a spiral galaxy. In my setup, I don't see a whole lot of arm detail, but you can tell that it's not just a blob. It does have a little bit of structure. This is in a 127mm f6.5 refractor. Looking at the eyepiece with a 24mm eyepiece in it, you can clearly see some structure, and you can clearly tell that it is a galaxy. Looking here, it is sitting right next to three stars in a nice row. Just off of that are three more stars in a nice row, almost parallel. I mean, it obviously isn't parallel, but it's close to parallel. And then if you follow those two lines to about where they intersect on the other side of the eyepiece, you will see two very bright stars. And that will give you a little bit of perspective of where you are in the eyepiece. Now, I can see quite a bit more than that here. It's neat. I've got a couple of doubles I can split easily in this field. So it's a nice view, even with the airplane flying through it. Yeah. But anyway, it's a lot of fun to try and pick this galaxy out. If you're like me and you're up around 38 degrees or so, you're gonna be pointed way south with this guy, and for me it's hard to see because I'm looking almost right at Houston, so that's a little tough to pull it out of the light pollution. But even in that mess, it is obviously a spiral galaxy. Enjoy.